Good morning, welcome back to Nachiyami. Today we are learning together Mizmor Pei Dalet, the 84th Psalm in the book of Tehillim. Let's take a quick look at this Mizmor. It is a fascinating Mizmor and seems to be a lot more upbeat than the previous ones, which should give us pause as to what's really going on over here. In structure and overview, it is made up of 13 psukim. The first one being its Kotevis, its introduction, which goes Lamatzech al Gittis Livnei Korach Mizmor. This is for the conductor on the Gittis, the son of Korach, a psalm. This first of all indicates that it's breaking the line of 11 Asaf Mizmorim. Up till now, the last 11 have been composed by Asaf. Now we are at the end of that. And it is broken into four main sections. The way the Da'at Mikra looks at it, or we could look at it from the way the Malbim generally looks at it, that at the end of every Selah, there's an end of a section, which means only three sections. But it's generally the same general breakdown. And that is if we look at it from the Da'at Mikra's perspective, Psukim Beis Dalet, 2 to 4 are nostalgia for the Migdash, hoping and wishing and desiring to be there. Then moves on to Psukim Hei to Ches, where praising those who spend time in the Beis Migdash, on the house of God. Psukim 9 to 10, Tes to Yud is the supplication for the acceptance of Tefillah and the prayer for the king. And finally, Yud Aleph to Yud Gimel, the very last part, is talking about how beautiful, how sublime it is to be in the house of Hashem. In terms of the central theme, it sounds like this Mizmor is said by people who are Olei Regalim. People go up to the Beis HaMikdash at the times of the festivals, and it sounds like it is praising the whole movement up to go there. So first the narrator starts expressing his desperate longings for the Beis HaMikdash. So we hear words and images where he describes himself as a bird who is away from her house when not at the temple. Hashem. So he says, I feel like a bird is when I'm able to get to the temple, when I'm able to get to the house of God, it's like finding my nest, it's finding my place. Then he goes on and he praises those people who do make it up to the Beis HaMikdash. Ashrei Adam Oiz Loi Ra Boch Misilois Bilvaram. Praise are those people who find strength in you, who find their paths in their heart, which can be understood as they're making their way towards you. And then he goes on to describing, he finally expresses the happiness after asking for his prayer to be answered, which sounds like it's a prayer. I mean, Pasuk Tes, Hashem Elokim Tzvakos, Shim'o Tefilo, Siya Zino Elokei Yaakov, Selo, listen to my prayer. It sounds like this is a framework of the Tefilos which was said at the base of Mikdash. So it could have been this was the first Mizmor which was said when people came up Aliyah LeRegel. And certainly seems part of the liturgy of people who would arrive at the Beis HaMikdash. And finally expresses his happiness at having the merit to be in the house of Hashem. Ki tov yom b'chatzerech amei olef. You know, one day in your courtyards is better than 1,000. And it's much better to be on the doorstep of your house than in the tents of the evildoers. It is magnetically, intrinsically connected to the house of God. It is important to think about in terms of the events behind this Mizmor. The Da'at Mikra does suggest that this is, Rav Amos Chacham suggests this is said by the Olei Regel, people who go up to the Beis HaMikdash. But really, it could also be possible that this is referring to any person in life who is looking for their moment, their opportunity to go up to the house of Hashem and has not yet had the opportunity to or is distant from it. And that house of Hashem can be that safe place in a person's life. It can be a shul. It can be any place that a person finds that sublime, that spiritual place that's close to Hashem. The Radak says that actually this could have been composed by David himself. David HaMelech referring to his experience when he was in fact in exile and he was not able to be in the land of Israel and not to be in the places of holiness of Hashem. This could be his own personal yearnings. Similarly, the Malbim expands this and says this was actually composed in Babylon when it talks about the Jews who are yearning for the Beis HaMikdash. So far from this being an idea about people coming up to Aliyah LeRegel who had access, this is a prayer about people who do not have access and who desperately, desperately yearn, and their flesh and their soul are yearning for coming close to Hashem. This Malbim's interpretation is very helpful in the sense that the general theme of the third book of Tehillim is much darker, is about destruction and galus, and this fits in a lot more than the one or the picture of seeing this as a person who's living at the times when there is a Beis HaMikdash and able to go up. Matches the theme much more clearly. In terms of the places in the Tefillah this appears, if the Pasuk Hey is a very, very famous Pasuk, which is Ashrei Yoshevei Vesecha Oid Yaleluch Hasela, praiseworthy are those who sit in your house and they'll continue to pray to praise you, Sela, and that sort of closes that area, that section. And this was added to the beginning of Mizmor Kuf Mem Hei, Tehillah Le David, so much so that we call that Ashrei today. It's not really Ashrei, it's actually Tehillah Le David, technically speaking. Just we added this pasuk as one of the psukim, which is added to the front of it. And therefore this acts as almost the gateway. This is the first pasuk which is said in the Mincha service. It's the first pasuk which is said in the Slicha service, and it's towards the beginning and the end of the Shachris service where we say this. And it's, in a certain sense, it's to congratulate us, to appreciate the opportunity we have to be able to go to shul and to be able to step into a holy place, to step into a place where there's a minyan, to be able to daven. That's what we're recognizing by saying this. In fact, the Nusach Sfardi has it that this is one of the mizmorim which is said, Peidalad is said, before Mincha every day, for exactly that point, to recognize the opportunity of being able to do this, and especially at Mincha. Mincha is the time which usually cuts the day in half, certainly when it's the Mincha, in the winter months, when one has to be in the office, one's at work, one's at school. It's a very difficult time to daven Mincha. And one stops and one says, you know what, Ashrei Yoshev Esecha, thank God, you know, we can realign the wheels in the middle of the day. So thank God we have the opportunity of thinking about why we're doing what we're doing. And that's perhaps what's going on in this pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem Tzavakos, Asher Adam B'Teach Bach, that we say that a God of hosts, happy is the man who trusts in you, appears numerous times in the davening all over. And Pasuk Gimel, Nichsav Agagam Kol Sanavshi Lachatzros, Hashem, my soul is yearning for you, Libi Uvesari, Yerananu El Kel Chai, my heart, my flesh is yearning for the living God. That was actually adopted as the second half of the refrain in the Ibn Ezra's beautiful piyut, he putting together two different psukim in Tehillim, and that is said as one of the Zmiros on Friday night, and in some nuschas have this to be said on Simchas Torah as well. In terms of that word, that very famous pasuk, Pasuk Hay, in the spotlight, take a good depth into it halachically and kabbalistically, Ashrei Yoshev Esech Oed Yalaluch HaSela, it's not just that we're praising Hashem for being in the house of Hashem, the Ben Yishchai, in his halachic work in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Shana, says the very interesting thing, where he says that it is important that even if you're going into shul to call somebody else out, you have a mission, you have to just pull somebody else out of shul, whatever, you need to tell them an important message, you can't just walk into shul. Ashrei Yoshevei Ve'Secha means you have to sit down. You walk into shul, you sit down in shul, you say something, you say that pasuk. Because when you come to shul, it's praiseworthy to dwell in the house of Hashem, not just to pass through. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, in fact, on Pet Sadi Aleph and Aleph, says a different perspective, and that is, this is a remez l'tchias amesim. This is a sign that there will ultimately be a resurrection of the dead. Why? Because we say, Ashrei Yoshev Esecha, praise you are those who sit in your house, oi, dialalu chasela, they will in the future, forever, praise you, Hashem. When is that? Well, that must be when they're resurrected. So the Gemara says that this ultimately is telling us a much deeper understanding. It is worth noting there's a very famous story about a young man whose name was Franz Rosenzweig. He was one of the most famous Jewish philosophers of the 20th century. But in the fall of 1913, he was on the verge of actually converting to Christianity. He really grew up nominally Jewish, so he really didn't have too much of a background, so he didn't really know, as many people, unfortunately, when they reject Judaism, they don't really know, they've not been educated with what they're actually rejecting. They've never actually been exposed to real, true Judaism to the degree that they know what they're rejecting. And that's where he was. And he had nothing, very little at his Reformed temple. He had very little about that he'd experienced in Judaism. He just didn't have anything against it, but he just found Christianity to be much more compelling. He had gone to college in Berlin. He'd met religious Christians, and he understood that they had something that which he didn't have. And so he came home to his parents, and he said to them, "I'm going to be leaving, but I do this Yom Kippur. I want to go to Kol Nidre for the last time, almost as a farewell to the Jewish life that we led." And his parents said, his parents were extremely upset and tried to negotiate and cajole him and threaten him, and didn't really work. And finally, they said to him, "Well, you cannot come to our shul, you cannot come to our temple this Yom Kippur. If this is going to be your last one in shul, sorry, you cannot use our shul as the last stop." So he had to go back to Berlin, where he was in university. And he went to a little shtibel. He stepped in for Kol Nidre. And what's fascinating is that was a turning point, that he actually went on to be to continue being a proud Jew and became a very active Jew in after those Kol Nidre services. What did he see that changed him? It's hard to know. But it sounds like there was a vibrance, there was a life, there was something in the shul that he noticed which he had never really seen in the temple that he had grown up. People who really committed, people who lived for something, people who it really mattered to. A Judaism he never really experienced yet. And I think that one should not overlook the idea of Ashrei Yosheve Ve'Secha Oid Yihalelucha Sela, that there's a very big power that's to be found in the walls of a shul. When a shul is treated like a shul, when a shul is used like a shul, when people understand what a shul is, there's an extensive power that that shul has. We should never underestimate the opportunity we have to be able to daven in it. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.